Our Old Testament reading for this morning is from Deuteronomy 30. See, I said before you today, life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, that I command you today, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, by keeping his commandments, his statutes, his rules, then you shall live and multiply. The Lord will bless you in the land that you are entering to take possession of. But if your heart turns away, you would not hear, but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them. I declare to you today, you shall surely perish. You shall live long in the land that you are going over Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today, that I set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore choose life, that you and all offsprings may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, holding fast to him, for he is your life and length of days. That you may dwell in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them. This is the word of our Lord. Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Our epistle is from Philemon. Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved fellow worker, and Apphia, our sister, Archippus, our fellow soldier, and church in your house. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and the faith that you have toward Lord Jesus and all the saints. I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. For I derive much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you. Accordingly, though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do as required, yet for love's sake I prefer to appeal to you. I, Paul, an old man, and now a prisoner also for Christ Jesus, I appeal to you for my child, Onesimus, whose father became in my imprisonment. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and to me. I am sending back to you, sitting in my very heart. I would have glad to keep him with me, in order that he might serve me on your behalf during my imprisonment for the gospel. But I prefer to do nothing without your consent, in order that your goodness might not be a compulsion, but of your own free will. For this perhaps is why he was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer a slave, but more than slave, a beloved brother. Especially me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and the Lord. So if you consider me your partner, receive him as you would receive me. If he has wronged you at all, or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, write this with my own hand. I will repay it. Then say nothing of your owing me, even your own self. Yes, brother, I want some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of his obedience, I write to you knowing that you do even more than I say. This is the word of our Lord. We rise for the hallelujah. According to St. Luke, the 14th chapter. Now great crowds accompanied Jesus, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit and count the cost, whether it is enough to complete it? Otherwise, he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish. And all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to encounter the king of war will not sit down first and deliberate? Whether he's able with 10,000 meet him who comes against him with 20,000. And if not, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So therefore, any of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltness be restored? It is no use either for the soil or for the manure pile. It's thrown away. He was ears to hear, let him hear. This is the gospel of our Lord.